Sentinel Online. Now loading all things Transformers.
Hello and welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron, and joining me in this adventure into the Transformers fandom is TFG1 Mike.
Hello, I am here. I am still waiting, apparently.
Yep. So, as everybody knows, we typically don't do episodes unless there's actually something to report or something to discuss. We don't just put out episodes for fun. Not that there hasn't been just random episodes out there, but this particular one, there's some new products, there's some new comics, and then there's the tease of an animated series. And so, yeah, let's jump right into it.
Yes, but first, there will also be an episode after this. You don't know this yet, but I am going to be getting Patriot Prime on here. He went to TFCon Chicago this year, so we are going to have a convention attention on all things Transformers for TFCon recap from him. I already asked him before, when he was still at the convention. He's like, sure, I just don't know when that's going to be. Hopefully soon. First big news kind of thing, I almost missed this if Google didn't actually point it out to me in my Google feed. But Eric Siebenhaler is returning to, or has returned to, the Transformers design team. And again, I know a lot of people listen to our podcast here, but for those that this might be your first episode, and for those that don't know, Eric is a Transformers design veteran, having worked on many fan favorite lines such as Cybertron, Classics, and Revenge of the Fallen. I don't know how Revenge of the Fallen is a fan favorite line, but it's perhaps most famously known for his work in the animated Transformers animated toy line.
See, animated and Classics are the only things that matter to me. Like,
yeah,
Cybertron was okay. They were less bricks. They were less bricks than the Armada and Energon lines.
Yeah.
So, okay, I'll give them that. Revenge of the Fallen, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of moving parts there, but it just looks like a bunch of sheet metal stuck together.
Yeah. You know, there is only, when I watched that movie, when we originally did a toy cat, we did a toy cast commentary for that movie. It was a running thing back when Optimus Scourge was still alive. It was me, him, Proto Man. I don't think it was a commentary. It was a theatrical reaction. We had all gone to see it. The only thing out of the entire toy line that I wanted, that I had at that time, 2009, I was 29 years old. Oh, God. Oh, that was so long ago. Ow, my 45-year-old back is hurting just thinking about it. But the only toy out of that entire toy line I wanted was the Ravage toy, because he had a purple eye and he was a black cat. Now, in the movie, he kind of has a purple eye for like half of a second when he first lands from space, when he first gets ejected out of, when he first gets ejected out of Soundwave and he makes his descent down to Earth, for half of a second, he has a purple eye, but luckily the designers, Eric, took that and made that the design for the toy, meaning that that would be the only, I actually have, I forget which Cheetor, I have a famous, infamous photo. I'll see if I can find it, dig it up for this post. I have that Revenge of the Fallen toy, and I have a different Cheetor toy where Cheetor is riding Ravage. Cheetor's in robot mode. Ravage is in his cat mode, obviously. And Cheetor is riding Ravage like a horse kind of thing. But yeah, so Eric is reportedly now working on the Generations line along with Mark Mayer. And so it'll be very interesting to see, yada, 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 what the what they will be doing, especially with the with an animated anniversary coming up. Oh, that's right. 2007, 2008. Jesus, 2027, 2028. Oh my God. 20 years. I'm getting too old for this stuff. So that's what we got there. So Eric is now back at Eric C. Manolo, now back at Hasbro. If you look in the Discord chat, you will be seeing photos above the Soundwave thing of the Funko Pop. So I have the original Nemesis Prime Funko Pop. They are releasing a new wave of Funko Pops finally for Transformers. And I say finally because I've complained about it before. I will never stop complaining about it until Funko figures it out or until I figure out how the I want to see that contract. I want to see the contract between Funko and Hasbro because it always feels like Funko just doesn't treat the Transformers license correctly. Not that they do bad things, not that they make bad product with it. They don't release things like you go over to Funko, you can hit every single Batman version. And I get it, Batman's big seller. Don't get me wrong, not trying to throw Batman under the bus here or anything, because I'm going to throw a lot of things under the bus here. Every superhero, Batman, Iron Man, Superman, blah, 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 blah. You can throw a rock and hit one. You can throw a rock and hit every My Hero Academia character, every Full Metal maybe not Full Metal Alchemist, but every anime character. You can throw a rock and you can hit an anime character Funko Pop.
Oh, it's for sure.
Been a rare between Batman Beyond and Transformers, which are current, like I've scaled back. I started collecting Funko Pops in 2017. I still have a lot of Funko Pops, but I don't have as nearly as much as I had almost 10 years ago, 8 years ago, 9 years ago, whatever it is. Like, I'm curating my collection into the ones that I absolutely must have and want. And I've also changed my collecting with the Funko Pops to what lines or what brands or what whatever, like of the fandoms that I want. And obviously Transformers is number one. Batman Beyond is number two. They also treat Batman Beyond like it's junk sometimes, but recently they've been putting out new Batman Beyond stuff. Don't even get me started on the NYCC 2025 exclusive. That's a whole other thing for a whole different show. But they finally released a new wave of Transformers Funko Pops that are coming soon. We have Springer, Cup, a new Nemesis Prime, and then we have Skywarp and Thundercracker. Now, I know, we all know, Skywarp and Thundercracker are essentially a color-coded copy, trade, switch, and whatever with each other. However, if you watch the cartoon, if you look at any of their designs from any of their original toys, because most of Funko's stuff is based off the toy design, not the animation design. I think Springer here with his goofy-ass grin, I think that's based off one of the, like, whatever. Anyway, but Skywarp and Thundercracker, you look at any of their stuff, they have different facial expressions. They don't each have, they're not that much of a carbon copy of each other. They're only a color-coded copy of each other because they can switch the whatever. Just pop the heads off, one switches to the other, whatever. My problem with this is they both have the same damn frowny face on them. And I'm sitting here thinking they're too, like Thundercracker is more like, what's the line? Oh, I think it's in the Revenge of Bruticus or it's in one of the things where he's going up against Starscream. It was when Starscream wanted to take over, the million times Starscream wanted to take over. Thundercracker got one up on over him. Hey, Starscream, I bet I look real geeky now, don't I, Starscream? He was really sarcastic. So I would want some sort of sarcastic grin or something on Thundercracker. And Skywarp, he's been a snarly... Don't give them the same facial expression just because you want to save 75 cents on sculpting. And I don't know what the sculpting cost is on a mouth for fun. Hell, that mouth would have been a painted on toothless grin 10 years ago. Anyway, the Nemesis Prime. I sent you those photos. The photos are of the Nemesis Prime that I've had for years now. The original Nemesis Prime Funko Pop is your standard Optimus Prime body that they have used since day one. Every Optimus Prime looks like this. It's your standard 1984 body, like if it was a real toy. And in one of these photos, I had combined with, originally when I got this from a friend of mine who had given it to me, we were in the midst of, it was one of the Earthrise or War for Cybertron. It was the War for Cybertron trilogy, because that's where that, if you look at the one image where you see my TV screen, mm-hmm. where you see Nemesis Prime on the screen, that's where that comes from, is that show. So, like, it was just a standard Optimus body that Funko has used this whole time. But now they want to have him in this new pose thing. And Funko will do this every once in a while. They just did it with Hot Rod. I don't have the original Hot Rod. You know why I don't have the original Hot Rod? Because the original Hot Rod was no fucking trouble. And I'm sorry, that'll be the only one I use. But seriously, the original Hot Rod was an NFT. The new Hot Rod, the one with the Matrix, was available to the public, to anybody. Whatever. The point is that I looked at this, and I'm looking at it closely, and I even zoomed in on it, and I'm like, okay, there's nothing inherently wrong with this, but it just looks like he's Grandpa Evil Optimus trying to bust a bad dance move. Like, the pose is wrong, I think. I think that's the only thing that's wrong with it. Everything. I love the colors. I love the way his eyes almost glow. I love the way his chest almost glows. I'm probably going to get it anyway, so I know I'm just yelling and screaming here for nothing, but I don't know. It is what it is. Springer looks cool. Cup looks cool. I almost thought Cup was somebody else at first until I actually looked at it again, and I was like, oh, Cup. Yay, Cup. So yeah, new Funko Pops coming out. I know you have zero thoughts on this, considering I just spewed a mouthful.
Well, and that's the benefit, is some people may actually like these, and that's fine. I do agree they're better than Mighty Mugs. however, I see so many of these in every store. Like, they're just walls of these things. Like, you could build a house with the mm-hmm. amount that they have, mm-hmm. like, on these aisles. And you know, it's not, like, I mean, I've seen Dragon Ball Z, I've seen Dragon Ball, you know, GT, Super, Transformers. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen any Beast Wars in person. Mm. But I've seen so many. I mean, anime is like their bread and butter.
Yeah,
outside of everything.
No, it is. Anime and superheroes is where Funko makes its money.
Yeah, and there's a lot that shelf warms, and I imagine the ones that are actually popular are the ones that are never there.
Yeah,
but that's the same with like Transformers. That's the same with because if you go in the store, you won't find a Studio Series 86 Prime or Studio Series 86 Megatron or any of the main leader characters that somebody would want. You won't find those.
No, you won't.
You find might those. Get lucky from time to time and see one, but you'll never see more than that in that same time period. And so it's a common problem with everything. They overproduce the ones that are kind of meh, and then they underproduce the ones that everybody's going to buy the crap out of, creating the supply and demand of it. It's like, why print the plastic crack that's not going to sell much and underproduce those and overproduce the ones that people actually want?
Yeah, it's very true.
But I mean, that's just the logic of it. But I don't have any ill will towards Funko.
No, I know you don't.
It's not that I, you know, I personally don't like them because I don't like the giant heads and the little mini bodies. And I go for screen accurate aesthetics, which is why I have like the Lightning collection of Power Rangers, or I have the Bandai Dragon Ball Super figures, or I have the Studio Series 86, you know, Prime and Scourge. And then I have, you know, the War for Cybertron, you know, G2 Megatron, J-Axis, Optimus Prime, and then the plethora of Beast Wars figures that I've got. So, I mean, it's also the same reason I have a couple of, you know, the Marvel Legends of, like, finally a Wolverine and a Tobey Maguire, you know, Spider-Man, and a majority of those, and then some of the BTAS Batmans, and, you know, there's a new Kirk coming that won't be out until, like, fall of 2026, which is an entirely different issue. But at least BBTS has it.
Yeah.
So
the and I mean, the funny thing is I mean, I get what you're saying about the big head and the little body and all that, but there really is a lot of detail that goes into this. And for me, and I've said this every time we talk about these things, it's just a, like, I'm holding in my hand the NFT for Cheetor. And because they only made an NFT of him, I don't know if they'll hopefully next year Funko will get off their asses and do more Beast Wars like they did this year finally. But because Cheetor was the first Beast Wars, the Cheetor NFT was the first Beast Wars one they did, and then they finally did Megatron, Optimus, Black Arachnia, and Rhinox, I think are the four. I think
the only way I would break my streak of not buying one is if they did Transmetal 2 or Transmetal Beast Wars Megatron.
Yeah.
Or the Grand Maul.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
It's just ahead. Just ahead.
Yeah, it's just ahead. Yeah. But I mean, I've had so many different versions. I've had the different versions of Cheetor over the years, and it's like, okay, I can just have, and this one is pretty much his season one look for the most part. Hopefully in the future they will do. Oh, there you go, Cyclonus falling off the thing. Wow, great. Well, we just had a plane crash in the middle of Indiana.
No, not really, folks,
but technically, since Cyclonus is a plane,
a Cybertronian jet,
there you go. And yeah, but yeah, so yeah, and of course, not that I pay attention to TFW comments, but the first comment, it looks like poor Thundercracker and Skywarp got something shoved up their tailpipes. He's not wrong. Honestly, he's not wrong. Or that person is not wrong. Oh, God. All right, moving on to real toys. Transformers Age of the Primes. MCM reveals official picks and pre-orders. So we have all the pre-orders for Deluxe Junkion Jalopy. We got, that's what he's called. I did his name. Don't blame me. Blame the people that name the thing. Quick Strike, Blastoff, Quintus Prime, Sure Shot, Animated Retgar, Brawl, Amalgamous Prime, Big Convoy, and Razor Claw. Class Combaticon Brawl, Class Deluxe. Quick Strike. Okay. So yeah, so we have all these. These look good.
Yeah. So I like Sure Shot. I just remember him from the Power Master comics and from season 3. I like Retgar. He looks like Retgar.
Yep.
Big Convoy looks cool.
Yep.
Razor Claw, That's from the Transformers Unlimited line.
Cool.
Shortly after Beast Wars and Beast Machines, and they just repainted Tigerhawk. You have, you know, Brawl and Blast Off, which are, you know, part of the
Combaticons.
Combaticons become Bruticus. Yes. They look really good.
Yeah, Blast Off looks amazing. You got your buddy there. You got your buddy. You got the Quick Strike.
Got Quick Strike, which he's a deluxe, finally.
Finally, yeah.
He looks good. What's yep. funny is he has the 5mm port in him. in the mouth and in the claw. And
that's what she said.
But he actually looks show accurate, which I'm quite surprised. And then they did the kind of transmetal-y glaze that he has, and it fits really well and looks really nice. And I know I don't have Tigerhawk, I don't have Silverbolt.
Yeah.
It was more so like I just made the decision. I was like, I don't really care.
Yeah.
On either one of them. And it was more so like, who did I like as characters? I probably will get Quick Strike.
Yeah.
Because I enjoyed him much more than Scorponok. And I did, I think I offloaded my Scorponok a while back.
Oh, wow.
Just because I hate Scorponok in Beast Wars. I liked Quick Strike. And
yeah.
The fact that he's finally a deluxe figure, and the original had that translucent plastic that broke. Yep. And I came close. They had two different knockoff, like TransArt did one and another company did one. Mm-hmm. And they were, you know, they were show accurate. One of them was better than the other. And they did the same thing with Transmetal 2 Dinobot. One was show, you know, they, one was TransArt, one was another company. And the other company tended to have poor quality control. Same thing with the Quick Strike. I mean, for the price, I was kind of like, I'll just wait until Hasbro eventually comes with one, because I don't mm-hmm. love the character enough for that.
Yeah.
But I'm not against it. Like, I'm waiting for more Transmetals from Hasbro, to be honest. I want some that are smaller, like, because a lot of the knockoffs, like Transmetal 2 Dinobot, mm-hmm. is 10 inches tall. And I'm like, like I've got Masterpiece, you know, Beast Megatron. I've got Masterpiece, Transmetal Megatron. They're each at the 9 and 10 inch tall. Like they are actually like an inch and a half taller than Optimal Optimus.
Yeah,
which seems like a travesty.
Yeah,
and I mean, just for that reason, I'm like, I really don't want them any bigger than yep. necessary. And so this one I would probably get, and I'm just kind of waiting. I'm hoping they come back out with a new Transmetal Optimus Primal and Transmetal Megatron and Transmetal Tarantulas, just mm-hmm. because the originals were, they each had their issues. Tarantulas didn't quite look like Tarantulas, and then Megatron had the gold plastic syndrome, and then Primal, his face was goofy. So, I mean, I would be lying if I didn't say I wouldn't pick those up if Hasbro came out with them.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm excited for Quick Strike here, and he looks like he's got some decent posability there with the snake head, which it looks like they just preserved a lot of the same movements that the original toy had.
Yeah.
And just added new articulation for the ankle joints and fixed the colors, fixed the head, took away the see-through plastic. The colors are much better. Yeah. So I'm excited for it.
Yeah, it looks really good.
I like the Combaticons too. They just look cool.
Yeah. I've always liked Blastoff. He's always
Both of these here. Blastoff and Brawl both look cool.
Yeah, my two favorite of the Combaticons have always been Blastoff and Swindle. Swindle's not here, obviously, but I've always liked those two the best. And then we get to
Soundwave in a chair.
Yeah. He'd look much better in the chair you made, because that chair, I don't know what they were thinking. what they were thinking. Studio Series 86, Leader Class Soundwave. Oh boy. This has turned me off since day one. And I am I nearly killed
almost my like friend. I did with Optimus Prime, probably.
Mm-hmm. I nearly killed my best friend Jonathan Bond when we were kids for his Soundwave. I've told this story before. I had Blaster, he had Soundwave. He wouldn't even let me look at the damn thing. Like, I understand not letting, you know, your best friend touch your toys when you're kids. I get it. That's fine. Whatever. You play with your toys, I'll play with mine. But not even let me look at the damn thing. Like, give me a break over here, boy. But they put this, I put it in the Discord for you to see, the one picture that I'm going to specifically call out. And the only reason, out of all the Soundwave stuff they're doing this year, and I don't know what they're doing for next year, but out of all the Soundwave stuff they've done in 2025, the only Soundwave thing I want right now is I want somebody to build me the Lego Soundwave, put in the sound brick, have it in cassette mode, and that's it. That's all I need, because I just want that sound brick in for the transform sound, for Soundwave. But so the one photo where it has him in cassette mode up against whatever other, I thought that was the original 80s version. I'm looking at it more closely. It doesn't look like the original 80s version, but it's close enough to the original 80s version of Soundwave. And here's my problem. His entire waist is navy. No, it's not navy blue because it's not dark enough. That's the problem. The blue isn't dark enough. But also the problem is around his butt, like they moved. Why did they do that? See, that's weird. I'm looking at both these things and I'm like, there's something off here. They did something in this toy design that is just so strange to me. And so weird, that's throwing off the rest of the design, besides the fact of the coloring. You could change the coloring. You could repaint anything. But it's just like, okay, everyone's heard Steve's discussion on Optimus's head. Give him a new head, make it a movie head, make his eyes glow, all that good stuff. This is my version of that. Make SS-86 Soundwave look like he looked in the animation. He doesn't have a bolder blue. It's a dark, like, the only area he has that bold blue is on the sides of the silver. They didn't paint that. You want to talk about an unpainted flipping toy? See, I said flipping and not the other word. This is an unpainted toy to me. This toy deserves, and they even, oh my God, the first friggin' image. They even show it next to the toy design, or the original animated design from G1. The G1 design is not the same color as the toy. Are you kidding me? How do you people burp this up? Yes, see, look, I can even get a Phineas and Ferb reference into a Transformers episode. Seriously, how do you fuck this up, Hasbro? This is crazy. You can look at the cartoon. You can see what dark blue color he is. And yet you give us this? And I'm not talking, and again, I get it. I could spend the $80 or whatever the hell this thing is going to cost. I don't even know. I could spend the money. I could buy it. I could mail it to you, give you a bunch of money, have you repaint it to make it look like that. That's not the point. I shouldn't have to do that. If I'm spending whatever the MSRP is on this thing, what is the MSRP on this thing? I don't even remember off the top of my head. If I'm spending any amount of money on a SS-86 leader class, I want it to look, and you're actively saying this is Studio Series 86. This is to celebrate blah, 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 blah. I don't remember Soundwave looking ocean blue in the 1986 movie, I remember him looking dark navy blue in the movie. And thank God you got the red eyes instead of the yellow eyes on this, or else I would have been going off even more. Yeah, I don't. It's so stupid. I think it was Prime versus Prime, I think, is who has the credit on this from the YouTube channel. In the, I'm not looking at the story, I'm just looking at the photos. I just want to make sure I have this credit right. Prime versus Prime on YouTube. Yeah. So Prime versus Prime, the photos that they grabbed from his YouTube video or whatever, he does a side-by-side comparison with a different sound wave. The other sound wave has the proper colors. The other one that he's comparing it to in the modes has the proper damn color. Like, how do you, Hasbro, how, why would you do this, Hasbro? I just put it there in the chat.
When you look at Laserbeak too, he doesn't have the right the right colors, or like the wings don't bend the same.
Yeah, no.
Although I don't know if it's the proper one or not, or if it's a different version.
I mean, I don't know. I'm looking at Laserbeak and Buzzsaw now. Buzzsaw just looks like, again, okay, you talk about carbon copies of each other. We just talked about how Thundercracker and Skywarp are a color-coded switch. Buzzsaw and Laserbeak are essentially the same damn thing, just painted different colors. They never really differentiated their identities in the cartoon. So Buzzsaw should not look like a very stiff boomerang, and Laserbeak shouldn't. I don't know. Laserbeak looks better to me than Buzzsaw does. At least in, yeah. Oh, wait, what? Wait, oh no, you're right. The Laserbeak that I'm looking at is the comparison he's doing. Are you kidding me? What are they doing? No. Yeah, so apparently
something looks off with Soundwave too. I think there's some paint decor that's missing. And I mean, aside from the blue being too vibrant and not as muted.
Yeah.
There's something off, like there's something missing.
Yeah. I think Ravage is the only thing that's semi sort of accurate to the design of Ravage.
I would concur.
I think that's the only, and I'm not spending whatever, like I said, $70, $80, $90, $100, whatever this is going to end up costing. I'm not spending this just to get a cassette transformer of Ravage when
he'll probably be commander class.
No, he is. He's SS86. He's leader class. He's SS86 leader class, I think. Maybe he's, I don't know what he is.
He's leader class. Never mind. I just confirmed my own.
Okay, good.
But yeah, it comes with Ravage, Laserbeak, and Buzzsaw.
That's awesome. That's cool. That's great. They already released the Rumble and whatever else. Hopefully those fit. They're supposed to, I think so. Yeah, I think they pre-planned this. And I love all, and again, I have no, oh my God, you got to be kidding. I love all of the articulation and all of the upside downness that he gets to do. That's great. That's awesome. Still doesn't help the fact that he's the wrong fucking color. Sorry. I can't. I can't. It's like, okay. Oh, and then everyone else was like, he shouldn't be taller than, it's kind of like how you're talking about your 10 inch Dinobot there, your Dinobot 2 or whatever, your Transmetal Dinobot. Yep. And I'm sitting here thinking Dinobot shouldn't be taller than Beast Wars Megatron. Oh man, that hurts seeing him next to Galvatron in the wrong colors. Oh, that hurts me. That just hurts me so much. Oh God.
I mean, looking at all of these, Hasbro's notorious for not putting enough effort into the color.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm looking at the Optimus Prime next to him.
Yeah.
He looks off, you know, Prime does, and so does Soundwave.
Yeah.
Like there's something, and it's got to be the color. It's got to be the color. Like how bright, like the candy color.
Yeah.
Like it's not deep enough. Like you look at Megatron, other than his feet.
Yeah.
And like part of the, you know, the lower part of the stomach, you know, the sides of it, he looks pretty much spot on.
Yeah.
Looking at Galvatron, looks pretty much spot on.
Yeah.
Starscream.
Yeah.
That's got to be the War for Cybertron one.
Probably.
It doesn't look like regular Starscream.
No.
It's more textured.
Yeah.
And then you get Blaster. He looks good. You get even the other Soundwave.
Yeah.
From War for Cybertron. Yeah. Like, I think if you had a blue between these two,
yeah,
you would be fine. And I think also there's definitely some details missing. And I can't pinpoint my finger on it because obviously the War for Cybertron one has a lot more, you know, textures in it than this. But it feels like there's something missing. And then you get Shockwave, you get Devastation Prime, which again just looks way too bright.
Yeah.
Bumblebee looks fine. And then you see him in his cassette mode. In his tape player mode compared to Blaster, and he just looks weird.
He looks weird, yeah. And I mean, again, I
get he looks animation similar.
Yeah, he looks animation similar. He's not animation accurate. Again, you have the designs, you have the cartoon. Just copy paste. Like how even hard showing, did you get that blue?
Even showing the little image of the animation piece next to him, you can see the difference.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, that's the point.
What happened?
Yeah, exact. That's been my whole point for the last however long we've been talking about this. That's my whole point. What in the hell has happened to this? Because
the War for Cybertron one looks closer in cassette mode even, or in tape deck.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The War for Cybertron one actually looks like Soundwave. Like, I almost thought it was Generation 1 Soundwave for half of a second, even though I know it's not. But literally, when I was looking at those two tape decks side by side earlier today when I got the story, I was like, it's the more modern one. Okay, but at least the color on the other one is right. I was this close. I was gonna pull the trigger on this. When they first announced it, I was like, ooh, cool, yay. And they have, like, just like with Optimus, don't they have like two other Soundwave things that they're doing right now? Like,
maybe.
I don't know. I don't remember. I forget. They've got that's a topic for a whole another episode, but does Hasbro have too much going on in the oven that they can't focus in on what really matters? Like paint detail and design detail of a leader class figure. Like if this is supposed to be their leader class for this year or next year, whenever the hell, like, I don't know, man. Just no. I almost wanted to, but nope. Can't do it.
Moving on
to the comics.
Skybound.
Yes, that's right. Skybound. Coming up November 12th of this year, 2025, we're getting two releases from Skybound. We are getting number 26, and we are getting collection trade paperback volume 4. So number 26 is, if it'll open. This is the second issue into the Robert Kirkman and Dan Mora era as they are shaking up the Energon universe.
Optimus Crime.
Yeah, Optimus Crime. That's right. It's a crime they can't get that Soundwave paint right. Optimus Prime betrayed. The Autobots' newest hope may turn out to be their downfall. Most shocking Transformers stories continue here. So that's coming out November 12th. Also coming out November 12th is the Volume 4 trade paperback, which collects issues 19 to 24 and the Transformers story from the Energon Universe Special 2025. So in this one, Megatron has returned to lead the Decepticons, and only Optimus Prime may be able to stop him. The war between the Autobots and Decepticons has been all leading to the shocking conclusion that no one would see coming. We saw it coming, folks. Trust me, we did. Critically acclaimed team of Daniel Warren Johnson, blah, 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 and Jorge Corona break all the rules in this brand new volume of the Eisner Award winning series. So that's coming up on the November 12th. And then in December, on December 10th, right before Christmas, we get Transformers number 27. And guess what, folks? Soundwave's on the cover. And he actually has the right colors and everything. Megatron strikes back. The Decepticons make their move to rescue one of their most powerful members from the Autobots. Dun, dun, dun. So that's what's coming up at the end of the year to close out the year for Skybound for Transformers. So very excited for that. It's been 2 years since that started and all that. So that's what's going on there. At least for the comic side of it. But there is news, even more news, out of the Energon universe, because apparently, finally, I've been following this story to keep up with it, but I haven't wanted to actually report on it until there was actually news to say about it, because we don't do rumors around here.
Nope, we don't.
The Energon Universe adult animated series based on the comics from Hasbro and Skybound with Joe Henderson as showrunner is hitting the TV marketplace. Now, I'm going to read as much of this as I possibly can without screwing it up, but you never know, folks. Exclusive Robert Kirkman's Skybound Entertainment has teamed with Hasbro Entertainment to produce Energon Universe, an adult animated series based on the comics of the same name. Created by Kirkman, Joe Henderson, who worked on Lucifer, is attached to write the adaptation and serve as showrunner on the series. An epic crossover of G.I. Joe, Transformers, and Void Rivals mythology, which is expected to be taken out to buyers shortly. Despite featuring the family-friendly Hasbro characters G.I. Joe and Transformers, the Energon Universe series will be broad with adult sensibility in the vein of Kirkman's gritty animated series Invincible, based on his comic, which has been a hit for Prime Video, renewed for Season 5 ahead of its Season 4 premiere, yada, yada, yada. So 2 years in, Energon Universe has become one of Hasbro's best-selling comic book lines ever, with over 7 million combined units sold worldwide. So, yeah, we'll have to see what happens. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with that, because you never know. I hope Netflix doesn't get it, because they up last time.
Well, that was Hasbro.
I know it was Hasbro, but I'm just saying.
Hasbro had too much to say.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But it's going to be interesting to see what they do with this. It's going to be really cool. And I know you haven't read most of it yet, but it's. It's really good. Like, it's the only thing. The Skybound comics are really the only thing that I am in on currently with Transformers outside of the Funko Pops, but that's toys. But, like, as far as media goes, like, like, I keep wanting to check out the Cyberworld stuff, but. Oh no!
It's actually not been too bad. I mean, they have a limited voice actors.
Mm-hmm.
I've been watching it with the kids, and they
yeah,
they're like, it's kind of neat.
Cool.
So
very cool, very cool. But yeah, that's all I got. Well,
I was gonna say I'm excited for this Energon universe
to see comic, where it goes.
You know, yeah. TV show.
And yeah, me too.
Just to kind of see what they do with it.
Yeah. I'm just really curious to see, because I don't think they're, I mean, I'm crossing my fingers, but I highly doubt that they're going to get Peter back. I wish they would, but I don't think, I don't think Cullen is going to come back. I wish he would for this, because I think it is deserved for him to come back for this, but if he's decided he wants to retire, and I don't know that there hasn't been a news story, so I'm just assuming here, folks, I'm using my ass. If he's decided he wants to retire, or if he's done with it, or whatever, I respect that. I mean, the man has given 41 flipping years to this brand, you know, but I would love to have anybody that's still alive that was in the original to come back. You got, you know, Judd Nelson for Hot Rod. You got Neil Ross for Springer. You got Peter for Optimus. You got Frank for whatever Frank can do. You know, if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. We'll see what happens. I just hope whoever if they can't get Peter Cullen to do the Optimus thing, get John Bailey. Like, I mean, he's the next obvious choice, and he's the only obvious choice in my head.
Oh, I agree with you. He's really the only option at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see them bringing back anybody from G1. Just because of their advanced age, no, I don't see them.
Yeah, I know. But
they'll go for a more gruff, hopefully not to the point that the War for Cybertron trilogy did.
No. Well, just because the series is dark and gritty doesn't mean the voice acting has to be. No. Like,
so yeah. I'm fine. Like, bring back Frank for Starscream. Yeah. Jason Marnosha, I guess, is fine as Megatron.
Yep.
As for the rest of them, bring back some of the actors that were in the Prime Wars trilogy.
Okay.
Because the voice acting was on point for that.
Yeah.
The animation and the story was crap.
Yeah. I agree with that.
But, I mean, Mostly crap. The War for Cybertron, it was rushed, but again, that was a Hasbro thing with Netflix, and then the voice acting and voice direction was garbage.
Yeah.
So I think that about wraps this episode up.
Yeah, I think so too. We got the 6 full stories. I added in the Eric story because it wasn't in there before, and I'm like, I'm GFG on Mike. I am no Michael Bay. I don't leave my Constructicons with a 6 legs notwithstanding. I don't build my Constructicons with only 5 parts. There's going to be 6 parts here. Because I didn't have the Eric Cibonella story in there at first. But yeah, Eric, welcome back to the design team. Looking forward to see what you do in the future with Generations and all that good stuff. And yeah, every time that they do, which... We're recording this on 10/27, folks. I'm surprised they didn't do a 10/27 event, because they always like doing 10/27 event stuff, but they did just come off of, was it New York? No, TFCon. Well, I don't know what Hasbro is doing these days. We did just come off of TFCon, Chicago. And like I said, most likely the next episode I'm going to get Patriot Prime on here, and he's going to give us all the juicy details of his experience of going to TFCon Chicago.
Hopefully. Nice.
Yep.
So thank you as always for listening to All Things Transformers. I've been your host along with TFG and Mike.
You can, of course, interact with us on the show episode post on geekcastradio.com. You can send us an email, feedback@geekcastradio.com. And you can, of course, download and listen on your favorite podcatcher. So until next time, transform and transcend.
Yeah.
Whether exploring the majestic desert southwest or enjoying the changing leaves in the high country, there are incredible experiences waiting to be discovered at an Arizona state park. Go to azstateparks.com to learn more.
You want Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's gets it. We checked the calendar, and Christmas is coming early. $99 is all you need to grab your favorite select 7-foot pre-lit artificial Christmas tree for the holiday season. And don't sweat what gifts to get Dad, because we've got up to 40% off select tools and accessories. That's how Lowe's celebrates Black Friday early. Selection varies by location while supplies last.